Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today, we're diving deep into a comprehensive analysis of Texas Instruments, ticker TXN, a heavyweight in the semiconductor space. If you're looking to understand whether this stock deserves a spot in your portfolio, stick around because we're covering everything from financials to valuation, recent performance, and more. Let's get started. Alright, so Texas Instruments is a name most of you probably recognize. They've been around since 1930, headquartered in Dallas, Texas, and they're a global leader in designing and manufacturing semiconductors. Their chips are everywhere. Think industrial equipment, automotive systems, data centers, and even your personal electronics. With over 34,000 employees and a market cap of around $252 billion, TXN is a big player in the tech sector, specifically in the semiconductor industry. I'm excited to break down what's driving this company and whether it's a buy at current levels. Let's start with a closer look at who Texas Instruments really is. TXN operates in two main segments, analog and embedded processing. Their analog chips handle things like power management and signal conversion, while embedded processing chips are more about microcontrollers and digital signal processors. They sell to a wide range of markets, industrial, automotive, app, and communications equipment, just to name a few. What's cool about TXN is their reach. They're truly global, working with electronics designers and manufacturers worldwide through direct sales, distributors, and their website. Under the leadership of CEO Javi Vallon, they've maintained a strong focus on innovation and efficiency, which we'll see reflected in their numbers. Now, let's talk revenue. For fiscal year 2025, Texas Instruments reported total revenue of about $17.68 billion. Breaking it down by product segments, their analog business brought in a hefty $14.1 billion, making up the lion's share, while embedded processing contributed $2.7 billion. Geographically, the U.S. is their biggest market, generating $6.7 billion, followed closely by China at $3.78 billion, and EMEA at $3.75 billion. Japan and the rest of Asia also chip in significantly. What stands out here is how diversified their revenue streams are, both in terms of product and geography, which helps cushion them against regional downturns. That said, their revenue did dip from $20.03 billion in 2022 to $17.68 billion in 2025. So we'll explore what's behind that trend shortly. Moving on to earnings, let's dig into their recent performance. In their latest full-year results for 2025, TXN posted a net income of $5 billion, translating to an EPS of 5.45 cents. That's down from $6.51 billion in net income and an EPS of 7 nin in 2023, which signals some profitability pressure. However, looking at their Q1 2026 results, there's a bit of a brighter spot. Analysts have noted an inflection point with analog revenue crossing the 20% growth mark for the first time since late 2021. They've also issued guidance for Q2 2026 that's above estimates, which suggests management is optimistic about near-term recovery. The key takeaway? While TXN has faced headwinds, there are signs of stabilization and growth on the horizon. Let's take a moment to highlight some insights from their Q1 2026 earnings call. Management reported revenue growth driven by strong demand in industrial and data center markets, which aligns with broader industry trends. They emphasize their focus on maintaining high gross margins, even as they invest heavily in capacity expansion to meet future demand. They also pointed out their competitive positioning in analog semiconductors as a key driver, and they're confident about their outlook for the next quarter. It's clear TXN is prioritizing long-term growth while navigating some shorter-term challenges, and their commentary reflects a balance of caution and optimism. All right, let's dive into the financial statements for a clearer picture of TXN's health. On the income statement side, their gross profit margin for 2025 was a solid 57%, though it's down from over 60% in prior years like 2022. Net profit margin sits at about 28.3%, which is still impressive for the semiconductor space. Looking at the balance sheet, TXN has $3.23 billion in cash and cash equivalents as of 2025, with total assets at $34.59 billion. Their current ratio is a healthy 4.35, showing they've got plenty of liquidity to cover short-term obligations. debt to equity is at 0.95, which isn't overly concerning, but worth keeping an eye on. Finally, free cash flow for 2025 was $2.6 billion, down from $5.9 billion in 2022, reflecting heavy capital expenditures of $4.55 billion as they ramp up production capacity. Overall, TXN's financials show resilience, but the declining free cash flow signals they're in an investment-heavy phase. Now let's talk valuation. At a current stock price of around $277, Texas Instruments has a trailing P/E ratio of about 41.8, which is quite high compared to the broader market and even the semiconductor industry average of around 177.8. Wait, scratch that. That industry average seems off for comparison. So let's focus on TXN specifically. Their forward P/E for 2026 is estimated at 26, dropping to 22.3 by 2027, suggesting the market expects earnings growth to bring the multiple down. Price to sales is at 11.8, again on the higher side, reflecting a premium valuation. Enterprise value is roughly $221 billion, and with a dividend yield of 2.4%, TXN offers a decent income stream for value investors. My take? The stock isn't cheap, but the premium could be justified if they deliver on growth expectations, especially in high-demand areas like data centers and automotive. Let's break down Texas Instruments through a SWOT analysis to understand their strategic position. Starting with strengths, TXN has a rock-solid financial foundation with consistent revenue and high margins compared to peers. Their leadership in analog chips and diversified market exposure are huge pluses. On the opportunities front, growing demand for semiconductors in automotive, industrial, and data center applications could fuel their next growth phase. However, weaknesses include their heavy reliance on cyclical industries, which can hurt during downturns, as we've seen in recent revenue declines. Threats are real too. Intense competition in the semiconductor space and geopolitical tensions affecting global supply chains could pose risks. Overall, TXN is well positioned, but they're not immune to broader market challenges. Looking at recent performance, TXN's stock has had an interesting run. Over the past week, it's down slightly by 0.88%, but zoom out to 3 months, and it's up a whopping 43.3%. Over the past year, though, returns are more modest at 7.7%, and over 5 years, they've gained about 27%, which lags behind some tech sector peers. Right now, at $277, the stock is showing strong momentum in the short term, likely driven by positive Q1 results and upbeat guidance. If you're considering a short-term move, the chart suggests potential for further upside if it breaks key resistance levels around $280. Just keep an eye on broader market sentiment, as semiconductors can be volatile. Let's wrap up the numbers with an intrinsic value analysis to see if TXN is over or undervalued. Using a discounted cash flow approach, I've factored in their historical free cash flow trends, projected growth rates, and a discount rate of around 10%. I've also considered a terminal growth rate of 3%, given their mature position in the industry. Based on their recent free cash flow of $2.6 billion and expected recovery in earnings, we can model out a fair value. After running the numbers, the intrinsic value comes in significantly lower than the current market price, suggesting TXN might be overvalued right now. Some pre-generated models peg a DCF value around $24 per share, which is way below the current $277, though I think that's overly conservative. A more realistic range, adjusting for growth in key markets, might put fair value closer to $150 per share. This still implies the stock is trading at a premium, so potential investors might want to wait for a pullback before jumping in. So what's the final verdict on Texas Instruments? Honestly, it's a mixed bag. On one hand, they've got a strong business model, diversified revenue, and are positioned in high-growth markets like data centers and automotive. Their recent earnings suggest an inflection point, which is encouraging. On the other hand, the stock's valuation looks stretched, and declining free cash flow due to heavy investments raises some caution flags. For long-term investors, TXN could be a solid hold, especially with that 2.4% dividend yield, but I'd be hesitant to buy at these levels unless we see a dip. What do you think? Are you bullish on TXN, or are you waiting for a better entry point? Drop your thoughts in the comments below, and if you found this analysis helpful, don't forget to like, subscribe, and hit that notification bell for more deep dives like this. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you in the next one.